You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Statistics New Zealand revealed there has been a significant increase in the price of fruit and vegetables in New Zealand. I spoke initially to New Zealand Statistics Manager Matthew Haig to find out more.
Well, it all comes down to the wet weather in autumn, really. It rained, and then it rained, and then it rained some more, and this has really hit vegetables really hard. It was in the middle of the growing season for lettuce, for kumara, and broccoli. So what we've seen with lettuce is a double whammy, really, of higher prices per head, plus small heads available. So that means that the per kilo price has more than doubled compared with May last year.
Okay, and this rise, you've said it's due to this unusually wet autumn season with Cyclone Debbie and Cyclone Cook. Do you think that this is something that consumers can expect more with climate change and the effects of climate change?
I think what consumers need to be aware of is there's always going to be an element of seasonality in vegetable prices, and I think it's easy to get used to having the same thing available any time of the year, and that's always going to be available, but there will be a price impact. So people, I think, can protect themselves from those sort of things by attempting to buy more in season and also looking more at frozen produce, which tends to be more stable in price.
But do you think specifically that climate change could be a factor that we need to take into account as to why these prices are rising?
Weather has a big impact on availability of these seasonal products. If we get more weather events like this, it's going to continue to have an impact on price. I'm sure the people at Horticulture New Zealand will have a really good perspective on the impact of climate change on vegetable growing.
So why did you collect this data in the first place, and what is its significance in New Zealand?
The significance is that food is obviously a really important part of the cost of living for New Zealanders. It's really important to keep a good check on what's happening in food prices. But more than that, food makes up about 20% of the weight of the basket for the Consumers Price Index. So the Consumers Price Index is one of New Zealand's key macroeconomic indicators. Obviously, the Reserve Bank has a target to keep inflation based on the Consumers Price Index between 1% and 3%. What's happening with food prices has a real impact on that general target. The CPI is really important for wage-setting behaviours as well, and it flows through into what interest rates people are paying.
So in 2016, you brought out a report on how party foods were significantly cheaper than fruit and vegetables. Is this still the case?
It is still the case, based on the movements that we had last month. I mean, some of those party prices were due to specialing. So some of those products have come back up in price this month. So there have been rises in some of those things, but the rises in vegetable prices have been even higher.
Considering New Zealand's growing obesity rate in teenagers and adults, what effect do you think these price increases have on this factor?
Oh, that's not really something that I can comment on, unfortunately. We'll keep a good tab on what's happening with the prices, and we'll leave that to others to comment on.
But surely if, you're collecting this data for New Zealand statistics, that significance has got to play a part in that and why you collect that data.
Yeah, it's part of the picture, definitely. And, that's one of the things that we're trying to do is make this data, a lot more readily available to our customers so that they can, so that it can inform the debate on these sorts of issues. That's really where we come in. It's about informing that debate.
Okay, and finally, do you forecast these prices to continue to increase in New Zealand?
We're not a forecasting agency, unfortunately, and I can't really answer that. But one good way of keeping track of what's going to happen on some of these prices is by keeping an eye on international prices. So we've seen international commodity prices rise for dairy products recently, and the forecast for that is looking good, which Fonterra came out with a forecast in advance. So that means that some of those other prices like milk, butter, you can see the impact coming through on those, and also on beef and lamb, which have gone up in price this year. The prices for vegetables, it more comes down to, because the supply is domestic, it comes down to what happens on our local supply. So a lot of that will come down to what happens in the weather, and we can't forecast that this far out.
But having done the 2016 report and this one now, through that research, do you feel like there's a pattern?
Not something I can answer.
Okay.
Sorry. So, yeah.
Okay, no worries. Well, thank you very much for your time. It was really interesting talking to you.
No worries at all.
Getting a bit more background on those statistics. To contextualise these numbers further in terms of the effect and significance for the consumer, I spoke with Mike Chapman, CEO of Horticulture New Zealand. Vegetable prices have risen to the highest price in 6 years, with lettuce specifically rising 31% since last year. Why are we seeing this dramatic rise?
It's very simple. It's supply and demand. What happens with the weather determines whether there's a lot of lettuces or other vegetables. And, of course, you've got to remember at this time of year, it's not the greatest season to grow lettuces. So, you know, seasonal vegetables are always what people should look to buy. And during winter, that is not particularly lettuces. But I think we need to look further into the future around this, because what we're facing is increasingly houses are being planted where we grow our vegetables. And houses don't produce vegetables. So the caution for the future is high prices might become a little bit more frequent if indeed we don't focus on protecting the high quality horticultural land where vegetables are grown.
So a lot of this has been attributed to the unusually wet autumn season with Cyclone Debbie and then Cyclone Cook. Do you think that this is something we can expect more with a rising climate change and that becoming more of an issue?
Look, it's really hard to predict what the weather's going to do. We haven't had the greatest of autumns, early winter. But you know, as I said, my concern is about the medium term with losing the land where we do grow our fresh fruit and vegetables and trying to keep that land available so we can feed New Zealand.
New Zealand's obesity rates in teenagers and children and adults are all on the rise. Do you think these price increases have to be a significant factor in this research?
Look, the answer is if you buy seasonal vegetables, you're not going to be paying the high prices. And you know, we did a survey earlier this year with Consumer NZ, and it showed us that 1 in 5 New Zealanders do not buy fresh fruit and vegetables each week. Now, that's nothing to do with price, that's to do with habit. And so the real problem we've got is not price, it's eating habits and how we've got to change that. And we're looking at some programs that we may be able to use to try and change the pattern of eating. But if 1 in 5 people are not buying fresh fruit and vegetables each week, that is a travesty. And that's the problem. It's not about price, it's about eating habits.
Can you tell me a bit more about those programs?
Oh, we're looking at what can be done in schools in terms of teaching children how to cook vegetables. And just the 5 Plus a Day program, which is a very successful program, getting fresh fruit into schools. But all these programs are getting young New Zealanders into the habit of eating vegetables, knowing how to cook them, eating fruit, and knowing and really enjoying the taste of fresh New Zealand fruit and vegetables.
But if this land, as you say, there's a land problem for growing vegetables and good land to grow it on, surely if that land is in higher demand, then the vegetable prices will have to increase due to the high price of land and the restriction on land. So then that will become an issue for those people who can't afford high prices.
Yes, so we're talking to the government about having a food security policy for New Zealand, that where that very high quality land that feeds New Zealand is protected. So we believe there should be a national policy which protects the land so we can feed New Zealand, so we can deal with the obesity rates you're talking about, and so that vegetables and fruit can be at reasonable price.
New Zealand statistics brought out some factors last year about how party foods like crisps and so forth are a lot cheaper and decrease in price year upon year, and how these fruit and veg are increasing. Do you think that plays a big part in it? When you look into the store and see they're cheaper, surely that has an impact on what you buy?
Look, I don't really know about that and haven't really got a view. What we're trying to do is ensure we've got the land to grow the fresh vegetables and the fresh fruit, and we've got people in New Zealand in the habit of eating fresh fruit and vegetables that are grown in New Zealand.
Excellent. So just finally, do you forecast that these prices will continue to increase in New Zealand?
Look, hard to say. It's in the short term, it is supply and demand. It's largely weather dependent. But in the medium term, as I said, we need to focus on ensuring we have the land available so we can grow our own fresh fruit and vegetables and not import them from other countries.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.